Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, February 28th, the last day of February. And the New Trends Journal's out, and the cover says it all. What side are you on? Satanic war or godly peace? Simple as that. Whoa, one nation under God. What God you talking about? What God supports these murderous wars that the American government loves? Yep. And again, totally opposed to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Totally understand why it happened. Because you attack the attacker. In your Trends Journal back in spring 2014, all the details there, the United States coup, the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych, on and on. People have no clue of the facts. They don't care. But anyway, we're very, very serious issue over here. And it's only getting much worse. You look at the headline just before I came on the air, and it's bombs away over there in Russia. Drones attack Russia from all sides. This is from the Daily Beast. Chaos erupted in Russia overnight as drones swarmed multiple regions, sparking an explosion at an oil depot and deployment of fighter jets near St. Petersburg. One strike at around 2 a.m. in Krasnodar region was less than 100 feet from a Russian Defense Ministry barracks, some newspaper reported. Two dozen drones filled with explosive, blah, 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 on and on. So here's the deal. Boys and girls, not the people listening to this, the shitheads that swallow the mainstream news. What happened was when Russia went in there, which they called a military intervention because the Ukrainians were killing all the people in Donbas, some 14,000 of them. They said the thing will ramp up if Russia is attacked. So bombs away over the Crimea Bridge, and what happens? Russia ramps it up. And then they blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. Blacklisted in American media, Cy Hirsch's facts, Americans were behind it, according to him. And what did Russia do? They ramped up the war. You keep getting the that Russia's losing when they have over 20% of Ukraine that they didn't have before. And Ukraine's power and water infrastructure is being destroyed. So now you're bombing over there in Russia. You're going to ramp it up. Oh, and Zelensky, yeah, the guy that's the president of Ukraine, that before he became president of Ukraine, he played in a sitcom, the president of Ukraine. You think this whole thing's been orchestrated? Oh, yeah, a guy that used to play the piano with his prick, that, yeah, him, talking about how they're going to bombs away over Crimea. And again, people have no idea about Crimea. It's been part of Russia forever. Only for a short period it wasn't. And then when they overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in 2014, the people in Crimea voted. And about 96% of them voted, according to the official data, with other people there watching it to see if it was a legal vote. So 96% voted. They didn't want to go to Ukraine or go to Russia. Now Zelensky's talking about bombs away in Crimea. So the war ramps up, the worse it's going to get. And then in your Trends Journal, we did a story on lab leak, most likely origin of COVID-19 pandemic. Energy Department now says, why, this must be a conspiracy theory. No, this was printed by the Wall Street Journal. So it's official. But the New York Post comes out with the article, critics rip Dr. Anthony Fauci after latest Yuan lab leak findings. Wow, blow me away. We've only been writing about this in the Trends Journal for almost 3 years. That's all. Oh, excuse me, over 2 years. How about this one? Batshit crazy, Yuan walls closing in around Fauci. Well, that was back in 2021. This is 2023. Government cover-up of Fauci's Yuan lab funding spreads. Well, that was back in 2021 too. One after another. Fauci in deposition. I don't really recall approving exception that allowed Echo Health Alliance to conduct dangerous virus experiments. One lie after another. We've been telling you this. It's history before it happens. What you're getting from the media is way late. And as we said with the cover of this Trends Journal, take your pick. What side are you on? Satanic war or godly peace? Let's look at one of our top trends for 2023. How about Middle East meltdown? Oh, there it is. How's this for a headline? Iran can make fissile materials for a bomb in about 12 days. U.S. official, piece of shit. Oh, no, just official. He's an official. That's the fucking crap they shove down your throat like you're still in fucking kindergarten. He's an official. He's some fucking scumbag prick. And I can't say the other word. What a bunch of fucking crap. Well, U.S. official. Yeah, there we go. All right. Then you go to our Trends Journal this week. That's going out very shortly. And we have trends in geopolitics. Middle East meltdown. Israel settlers attack Palestinian village in occupied West Bank. Oh, yeah, they could do anything they want. Villages? Settlers? The fucking occupiers. But we keep going on with Israel. Nearly 160,000 attended protests in Tel Aviv to lash out at Netanyahu's judicial reform that the mainstream media calls an extreme right-wing government. And it keeps going on. Middle East meltdown. You ready? This is in your Trends Journal. And now this is being reported today. Again, we wrote these articles, you know, not today. Middle East meltdown. Netanyahu is preparing for an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities after secret meeting. Oh, and you know who the secret meeting was with? Yeah. United States. Yep. Yeah, you got it. This thing's heating up big, it's heating up bad, and it's heating up ugly. If people don't stand up for peace, we're going to die in war. So going back to your Trends Journal economic update, look what happened in the markets today. So here's the deal. The market, the Dow's down some 4% this month. And remember, subscribe to this and tell everybody, all your friends and everybody that want the facts, the true facts of life that are going on, and share this. Because the more subscribers we have, the more we could do. And I put my money where my mind, my heart, and my soul are. I fight for peace. I launched Occupy Peace. As you know, I hold peace rallies. I spoke at the Rage Against the War Machine rally in D.C. So this isn't just empty words. We're giving you everything we can in this Trends Journal to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper that you are not going to get from any other magazine. In-depth socioeconomic and geopolitical trends analysis and trend forecasts that you won't find anywhere else. So going back to the markets, it's very simple. The higher interest rates goes, the deeper the equities and the economy goes. So now the Dow's down over 4% again this month. So what does it mean? So here's a big trend. You ready? Once upon a time in your Trends Journal, when it was a quarterly magazine that was only like 10, 12 pages, we had forecast in 1999, October, that the dot-com bust would happen by the second quarter of 2000. And it did in March. So now we're going into March on a very bad marching path. This may be the month that the markets collapse. And if they do, just like they did when the dot-com bust happened, when all else fails, they take you to war. They took us to the war on terror, 2001. So be prepared. So on the economic front, economic update, the market overview, the update like you never read anywhere else. What's going on? Merger and acquisition activity, stock buybacks, the whole deal. Then now they're talking about the Fed not raising interest rates and no cuts this year. What will that mean? Municipal bond investments slowed in February. What does that mean when cities, states need this dough? Oh, and then there's the office building bust where they get a lot of their tax money that they're not going to get anymore. It's all connected. When and if will the dollar die? We've been writing about this now for a couple of years, and now the reality is hitting the street. What is it going to mean? What's going to happen to gold prices? And reasons to be happy about low bond prices and high interest rates. Where to invest in. And value of U.S. housing stocks drops $2.3 trillion as buyers opt out. Are we going to see a crash in the housing market? We don't believe so, but we'll show you where it's going. And again, we're saying what no one else is saying, what very few are saying. Then we have a special report. Top DOE, Department of Energy officials, consistently violated ethics rules, study shows. These are reports that have been coming out that we've been going on to show you what these fucking scumbags that they call officials, how they know what's going on. They're making a deal with the Department of Energy with the energy people, and then they play the stock markets and become very rich. Bunch of fucking cocksuckers. I can't stand fucking arrogant prick bureaucrats. I hate these little arrogant fuckers. These are the scumbags that can't get a job in the real world. They suck into the political system, bend over, take it up the ass, shove it in their mouth. Yes, sir, we'll do anything you say. And then they become overly arrogant with us. Yeah. As they're doing dirty deals. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Anybody that votes for fucking president from either party, go fuck yourself. Or maybe get Rachel Maddow to do it because I don't know who'd fuck her. You're bringing in the same crime syndicate. That's right, Rachel. How fucking dare you call me weird for speaking about peace and lying about the peace rally in D.C. But that's who you are. Anyway, again, spotlight, top trend 2023, office building bust. 1 billion square feet of U.S. office space will be empty, but on and on. Office tower owner defaults on nearly $2 billion. We said this is going to happen. And then there's one article that we put in there to make this really clear. Corner bakery restaurant chain goes bust. What does that mean? People aren't going to work anymore. They're not going out for lunch. And now all the ones are saying, maybe they'll come in on Monday. They ain't coming in on Friday. Remember, Friday used to be fun day. Hey, work is done. Let's go out, have some drinks. Let's go listen to music. Let's go have some fun. No more. No fun allowed. No life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm a scumbag governor. No happiness. Get in your fucking house. You can't go outside. Close down your business. I'm arrogant Gavin Newsom. I'm witless Whitmer. I'm DeWine over there. That arrogant little piece of fucking shit as East Palestine rots. Look at the scumbags running our lives. A bunch of little fucking ballers and dried out, I can't say the other word, bitches and bastards. Telling us what to do, robbing us of our freedom. They destroyed this economy with the COVID war and that fuck Fauci, that little arrogant prick who gave us also the AIDS scare. No, straights weren't dying from it. Yeah. You can't get screwed up the ass a lot and have the blood, the sperm go into the bloodstream. And you can't shoot up with a lot of drugs and die. Or you'll be fine. That's the fucking Fauci. In my lifetime, AIDS, the war on terror, and the COVID war have sucked the joy out of life. Brought to you by scumbags, arrogant little dicks that the people bend over and take it up the ass from. Like all the people that swallowed that fucking Fauci shit, that lying little prick. Remember when he said, don't wear masks? Now you got to wear them. Remember when he said 70% of herd immunity and all the herd got the shot and no fucking immunity? And then on trends on the global economic front. When the economy falls, jobs go with it. Our 30th week of doing this. European business activity alive and well. Oh, dragflation. Yep. Guess what? Germany, the biggest economy, they said that, don't worry. GDP is going to go up. Didn't. It went down. Oh, and inflation is going up. Dragflation, we're the only ones saying it. And the media refuses to report it. Economy's going down. Drag down. Inflation. Dragflation, not stagflation. Emerging nations fall deeper into debt. What are the implications of that? They're huge geopolitical and socioeconomic implications. But no one's talking about it. We are in the Trends Journal. Oh, one of our top trends for 2023, going green, like it or not. You got it. Going green. So automakers dither over EV strategy. Where are they going and in which direction? Guess what? Ain't what you think. And Ukraine war update. Ready to die for Ukraine? Russia warns of nuclear annihilation. They had a rally, a peace rally in Berlin. About 50,000 people reportedly showed up. Barely any news coverage at all. 50,000 people showed up in Berlin. We had one in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial, about 2,000 to 4,000 showed up. 84 million people in Berlin, in Germany, 332 million in the United States, and that's all that shows up. That shows you where the heart and soul of this country are. Peace is forbidden. People don't talk about it. I saw a car just here in Kingston in front of me. It had, fuck Putin. Hey, how about fuck Bush? How about you like the Iraq war? How about fuck Clinton? You like the Yugoslav war and destroying Iraq? How about fuck Obama? You like the Libyan war? No, maybe you like the Syrian war. No, you probably like the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama's Afghan troop surge. Fuck Putin? How about go fuck yourself? Well, go fuck Rachel Maddow. Because who'd fuck you? The nanny state idiocracy. Great article by Nisha and John Whitehead. Oh, a guest article by Dr. Joseph Mercola, The Real Problem with Fake Meat. And a top article you got to read, The entire world's financial system is rapidly deteriorating. You got it. The banksters are doing it. By Gregory Mannarino. And Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran, one after another. And he also hits on this live. They said, Fauci said that there was nothing to do with the Yuan lab. And by the way, Joe Duran has a great book. Just to show you the technocracy trends in our Trends Journal. Together, you won't find what we put together anywhere else. This is his book that you get on Amazon. Look at it. Look how thick this thing is. All right. These are articles. A lot of you come from the Trends Journal as well. Dehuman. Essays on the degrowth, decarbon, decrypto war on real human progress. So we're doing everything we can to give you the best we can. And what we're giving you, you can't get anywhere else. Trends Eye Views. On and on and on. Trends in High-Tech Science by Ben Davis. And most important, the future depends on you. It's in your hands. So don't drop it. You got little nobodies telling us what to do. Little fucking Lindsey Grahams, a shithead like Mitch McConnell, a fucking arrogant clown with his glasses always down like that, little Chucky Schumer in New York. Who the fuck are these people to tell us what to do? Who the fuck are they? They have sucked the joy out of life. This COVID war, what it's done is incalculable. And now the Ukraine war, and now the Middle East meltdown. So you better prepare. As I say, prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared, you lose nothing. If the worst happens and you're not prepared, you lose everything. Jack, you're dead. So subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. Hit that subscribe button. Spread the word. Spread the word. What we're giving you, no one anywhere, any place is doing. So hit that subscribe button. Trendsjournal.com. Hit subscribe. We're giving you everything we can. And thank all of you who have subscribed to Trends Journal. Read the comments. Read the comments how people love this magazine. They can't believe it, what we're putting out. And also, support Occupy Peace. We're going to be holding a rally in May. That's the soonest we can do it. But I'll be speaking at other places. We'll be in Chicago on April 1st with the Mises Institute. So we're pushing for peace. So please do what you can to support it. Again, I put my money where my heart, my soul, and my mind are. You look at the cover of the Trends Journal. This is very simple. What side are you on? Satanic war or godly peace? So, amen and amen. Don't forget tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Salenti and the Judge, me and Judge Andrew Napolitano. He has a lot to say about a lot of important things. See you then.
Get the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make. Because it's the best investment into your mind, and it can change how you look at the world.
Over the last 30 years, Gerald Celente has been more accurate about predicting what would be happening than anyone else I'm aware of.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
I've been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out, it's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.